European trip. Right now we're on Amtrak going to Chicago, and then we'll switch trains. Today's date is January 8th. The time now is 2:34. Right now I'm sitting in my sleeper. The trains, the seats are up. I'm still very comfortable. I have an icy hot patch on my neck. I slept comfortably. I felt like I was being rocked to sleep. It was so nice. I put the pillow under my head and looked at the stars while asleep. It's very peaceful. And then I woke up with a cramp in my neck. Looking at the houses, farms, rows of hay, and little wooden shacks. Landscape is very flat. Don't see any hills. Maybe I'll see a few. Nothing in comparison to surfaces, though. There are many street lights. I know it gets very dark here at night. I can't imagine living here. What would you do? I guess maybe we're flight from the things going on. The train going by, or getting a farm, or I'll even see people walking around. I just saw a car go by in the road that's parallel to the train. I haven't seen any people. We've been riding for quite a while. I don't see any people just walking around outside, even outside their houses. It's almost as if this is some type of ghost town. But I know there are people there. It's, cars get there. Well, I just saw a school bus. And it looks like nobody was on it. Sky is really blue. So there's only like three clouds in the sky. There are very few days that saw the sky look like this in New York City. I'm sorry. The roads look very small. There's only a few trees. There are a lot of weeds though. The train horn keeps blowing. Piles of rocks and little body support. Nothing about this is dense. I was upstairs speaking with one of the students, Heidi, and she was saying how it's so funny how in New York City it's like, I think she was talking about cities in general, so it's a lot of people living on top of a lot of people. It's very dense. Right now we have all this landscape and it's no people. It's kind of ironic. This is one of the bigger states right now. I don't know. our city is higher. At least than that we passed. Now we're passing houses, and the houses are a little closer. Every couple of feet away. But they still look like one-story houses. They don't look like, there's a couple of two-story houses right there. Oh, right now we're passing a cemetery. It was very small. Probably only looked like 100 tombstones. And a couple of trailer homes. Enough, you can see a reflection of the other side of the door. I had to close the door. People are walking by, interrupting their thoughts and everything I saw. I still see no birds, no animals, no sign of life. Maybe this is the highlight of the town. I'm trying to think right now. What would be the highlight of these neighborhoods? And I guess maybe I'd be seeing a train go by. Or maybe that's a little. Egotistical. I don't know. So I think that only the highlight of these people's lives is to see the train go by. I'm pretty sure that they live very peaceful lives. It's farmers and the children that go to school. But I wonder what they do for fun. I haven't seen any movies or